man. Fins up.
Hey, fins up. Good afternoon, Big O. Please call me Rex, man. I don't go by that J word, but it's great to talk to you. Really appreciate the opportunity. Love and appreciate what you do for the fan club. You know, you mentioned you had the UK fan club on. We've got some close ties to that club. When they come, you know, to the state of Florida and they come to the Orlando area, they come to our spot, you know, our nice. Headquarters to come watch a game with us. As a matter of fact, we just hosted them along with the Gorillas, you know, Gorilla Luke,
of
Gorilla
course.
Josh,
of course.
Ben Dickey, and Ben Delvis. We hosted all of them for the night of the Pittsburgh game. Unfortunately, the results didn't work out too well, but, you know, I think, you know, you mentioned you've been a lifelong fan. You know, one of the best things about being an Orlando or a Miami Dolphins fan is the fans, brother. You know, the fan base that we have is just so amazing. Whether it's, you know, Solo D with his weekly, you know, Miami Dolphins rap song, whether it's, you know, the Gorillas, like I mentioned, you know, they're real close friends of ours. I just love the fan base, man. The fan base of Miami Dolphins has to be one of the greatest, if not the greatest in the league.
Yeah, you're right. And our boy Gorilla Luke is still on the mend with that cast on his arm. So hopefully he gets back to 100% and heal up. I saw him at that fan club thing last weekend, and he had the brace on there on the arm. So hopefully he gets better. So John, are you as pleasantly shocked and surprised and loving it as much as I am as we've watched the improvement of this team as the year's gone on?
Man, you know what? I'll tell you what, Orlando. I had written, I basically wrote this season off. You know, as part of our fan club, what we do, what we've typically done every week in the past, we've held raffles for Miami Dolphins jerseys. We suspended it this year, to be honest with you, because there's no guarantee any jersey that we raffle off that the player's going to be here in a few weeks. But I like what Coach Flores is doing, man. I really got, you know, I was just talking to Phil right before I came on. And, you know, I love what Coach Flores is doing. He's giving players a shot. And you know what? If you prove that you've got the moxie and you prove that you want to play and that you want to be a member of the Miami Dolphins, you know, these guys, they're not going to get a starting job on other teams out there. But it seems like they're playing harder for Coach Flores than, you know, some of these entrenched stars on other teams are. I'm loving the back-to-back victories, man. You know, JETS sucks, sucks, sucks. We got our first one against them. You know, kept it rolling, and I'm excited, man. I really am. You know, yes, as the season grows, we're watching our team grow right in front of our eyes. You know, we're watching what the front office has done, and, you know, I hate to say it because nobody likes them, but we're doing it the Patriots way. We're stocking up on draft picks. We're getting draft equity for, you know, older veteran players that still have some talent left, shipping them off to teams and getting their first-round picks. You know, Minka hurt, man. Minka Fitzpatrick hurt because look at what he's doing in Pittsburgh. You know what? We got their first-round pick, and now we're sitting pretty the first two rounds of the draft. You know, I'm really looking forward to the draft next year in Vegas, and I'll definitely try to be out there. You know, I know Mark Angelo puts together fan club weekend for us every year, as you mentioned, where fan clubs from around the world come in, whether it's the Mexican fan club or the British fan club. You know, it's just, and I think Mark's going to put together a weekend for all the Dolphin fan clubs in Vegas for the draft next year. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Rex, we're doing a broadcast at Tommy Rocker's for 3 days. We're going to do all the picks out there. So we're going to have about 300 Dolphins with us out there in Vegas. So that's going to be a blast, my brother. That will be – and that's the other thing that I'm more excited about this season. I get more and more excited about the Dolphins every single day because if you actually have a coaching staff, which is what it looks like, you give Flores real talent – holy crap, how much better are they going to be? Right now, they're the least penalized team in the NFL, and they have the least amount of talent. Yep. That's ridiculous. Yep. That's just a combination that doesn't exist.
But you know what? You're right. You nailed it. It's coaching, man. It's discipline. You know, Coach Flores has these guys disciplined. I can't remember a coach that I felt as comfortable with right now and looking towards the future that I think we can build with than Coach Flores. I mean, think about it, you know. Don't get me wrong. I love, you know, Dan Campbell for the couple of games that he shined, but, you know, was he really looking like a long-term option?
No,
you know,
please.
Adam Gates, You know, I mean, look at what he's doing to the Jets. He kind of ruined our team, and then he goes to the Jets, and, you know, they're horrible.
And I hope they keep his ass around for the next 15 years. Because if that owner wants to be that stupid, then go for it, dude. I am fine with that, man. I can't wait.
Me too, brother. You know what? It's payback for giving us payment bomb. You know, so absolutely. You know what? They can keep Gase. We keep on going 1-15 every year.
No, I'm with you there. Hey, Rex, of course, president of the Dolphin Club in Orlando. How many members part of that Dolphin Club there?
You know what? We've got over 400 members now, but we've only been around for, 4 or 5 years?
Wow.
We're basically home. We're a homegrown fan club, man. I moved down here 4 or 5 years ago, and a buddy of mine introduced me to a Dolphin bar that was in the area. It's called the Hideaway Bar in downtown Orlando, you know, for anybody that's in Central Florida.
Okay. Yeah, it's good. It's good to know that, because now I know if I'm ever up there during a time that there's a game, now I know I got to go to the Hideaway Club. All right. Good. Good to know.
Oh, absolutely, man. And, you know, the owner, Chip, is a big time, you know, lifelong Dolphins fan himself. And, you know, when my buddy put me in there, you know, for the first time, I saw, you know, hey, they had a little local fan base that was there. And we basically tapped into it, man. There was one game we were sitting around and we said, you know what, we should start a fan club up. And we did. And we've grown, you know, over the past 4 or 5 years. We now have over 400 members. You heard me mention, you know, we've got the folks from the UK. You know, they're part of our fan club. So when they come over, you know, they connect with us. Papa Puff is coming up. He'll be at the Hideaway and be partying with our fan club. I won't say the game right before Thanksgiving, Sunday right before Thanksgiving. So, you know, when the Gorillas come up to Orlando, you know, they're our friends. They come, they hang out, Ben Ficky, like I said, Solo, all the Dolphin fans that you see majority of Dolphins fans, you know, they're all friends of ours and they're all part of us, man. And, you know, we just grow. And that's the thing is, you know, I love going down and grabbing some of our fan club members and just heading down for a game on a Sunday, tailgating these guys. You know, it's just some of the greatest people that, you know, and some of the greatest fan bases that we have is right here. In Miami,
Miami
Dolphins.
All right, so Rex, if people out there want to be a part of the Dolphin Club in Orlando, how do they reach you guys? Website, Facebook, all that good stuff.
Awesome. Appreciate the opportunity. Yeah, we do have a Facebook page. It's Dolphin, Dolphin Club of Orlando. It's a group page on Facebook. We have one security question just to prevent the spammers. So, what year did the Dolphins go undefeated? If you can't answer that, then we got to start questioning whether you're a Miami Dolphins fan, right?
Yeah, yes, exactly.
You know, we're the NFL 100. We're still the only perfect team ever in the league. So,
that's why, and I got to tell you, Rex, that's why I didn't want, even though I got to say at the beginning of the year, I didn't think they would win a game, but I was so glad they won because I really didn't want them to go 0-16 and be the only team that's been undefeated and completely defeated. That just would not have been cool, dude. I wanted them to at least win one. The fact that they've won two, and they're going to win more because they're better than the Cincinnati Bengals.
Okay.
And I don't fear Josh Allen at all. I don't think he's a good quarterback. The guy can run around, but I don't fear his arm. I don't think he knows where the hell that ball's going. I think Miami has a shot this week at beating the Bills. I really do.
Oh, I do too. I thought that the first time around too, brother. So, I think that the Bills game's winnable. I think that the Bengals game is definitely winnable. I think that the Browns game that we have coming up is winnable. You know, I can see this team going 5-11, 6-10. I think we'll probably sneak another one in, just like we did with the Colts. Look, you know, it's 9-7 still on the table, so we can't discredit it. But you know, realistically, hey, this team's going to end up with a few more wins. I know that we have a section of the fan base out there that was a tank squad, and they would like to see us get as high as a draft pick as possible. You know what? I'm still good with the five. What we got? 5 picks in the first 2 rounds of the draft next year. I'm good, man. You know, I don't know if this is even the year to take a quarterback. I think we go ahead to that kid out of Ohio State, Chase Daniels. You know, put some weapons around Rosen. You know, I still haven't seen what this kid can do. Every time he gets in the game, he's got 2 seconds before he gets slaughtered. You know, put some pieces on the offensive line, man. Build the trenches. Give this kid some weapons, and let's see what we got before we reach out. You know, we've still got options in late, you know, later in the round. You know, in this year's draft, or you know, we got the kid out of Clemson coming out next year too. So there's options next year if we don't draft a quarterback this year.
Yeah,
I think that with this coaching staff and this front office, they're going to be smart about it. They're going to build from the trenches, and they're going to go after talent. And they're not going to, you know, try to make that big money splash with, you know, getting a big name quarterback.
Rex, what was, do you remember the day you became a Dolphins fan?
I do, man. I was raised by a single mom, and I remember she used to make me watch football on Sundays because she was like, you're going to get into some man stuff. And I remember being about 5 years old and watching Dan Reno throw the ball to Mark Clayton and Mark Duper. And, you know, I know that they used the term greatest show on turf when they refer to the Rams with Kurt Warner and Isaac Bruce and Torrey Holt. But I tell you what, Big O, I haven't seen a team that was more entertaining and more exciting in my life than when Dan Marino was throwing 70-yard line drives downfield into Mark Layton and Duper's hands. And I'll tell you, shit, it was the most exciting football I've ever seen in this day. And I'm close to 40 years old, and I miss it. You know, I really miss it. I want to get back to that point. And so, you know, I think we all are, man. I think all of us that are Miami Dolphins fans are just hungry for success, and it's about time, man. So I'm really looking forward to the future. I think we got some. We're building. We're in, year one of basically a complete rebuild. And, you know, these past couple of weeks have shown you, hey, we might even be a little bit ahead of schedule. Give us a couple years, and I think you're going to start seeing us come back and, you know, and be a perennial playoff team like we were during the Marino.
Well, Rex,
during the Marino years.
Rex, it's like I've said here on the show, if Flores is the guy, this year's already a success, because then that means you found a coach. We haven't had a coach here, I would say, since Jimmy. Okay, I know obviously Shula's the man. Shula's the man, but I'm saying at least I'll give Jimmy the respect because he made the playoffs 3 out of 4 years. And you know, we all know Jimmy can coach, but I haven't had a coach here since Jimmy that I really trust, at least. And if Flores is a guy we can trust, I gotta tell you, this year, I don't care what the wins are, it's an enormous success if they found themselves a coach. And here's the other thing, you know, for some of the people out there that might doubt Chris Greer, like I've mentioned before, it was his first job to find a coach. If he found one in Flores, then man, he's already doing his job and kicking ass.
Oh, I couldn't agree more with you, man. And you know, if those that criticize Chris Greer, look, as our front office made some moves in the past few years that have been questionable, absolutely. But I think the point to remember here is this is really the first year that Chris Greer is calling the shot.
Right.
I think that, you know, in the past, you've had Tannenbaum that overshadowed him. You've got other folks in the front office.
Ireland.
Where, you know, Chris, Ireland, oh my gosh. You've got people that where Chris Greer really hasn't had, he hasn't been that man that's been making the ultimate decision. So, you know, we've got pretty much a new face to our front office. Give him a shot. We got a new face to our coaching staff. Give them a shot. You know, and I think that as long as we have patience, it's going to pay off, man.
I'm with you. Rex, by the way, is also a former Army man. When did you join the service? How long were you in the service, my man? My dad was also in the Army.
I just did one tour. Yeah, I just did one tour, man, 98 to 03. A couple years in Okinawa and a couple years in the Pentagon.
Wow. In the Pentagon, you said?
Yeah, I got stationed there in August of 2001. Talk about bad timing. And then I got out in 03.
Were you there during that crash?
You know what, man? Life happens for a reason, and for some reason, I was about a mile and a half away on my base taking a physical training test that morning.
But my point is, you were working at the Pentagon at that time. Wow, that's.
I was there the next day. I was there the day after, and I was there the day before. I just, you know, for some reason, I wasn't meant to be there that day.
Can you just give me, just describe how is that building inside?
Oh, man, you know what? It's really a cool architectural layout. If you ever get the chance, if you ever get, you know, an opportunity to catch some documentaries on the Pentagon, I would say go ahead and take the advantage of learning about that building. It's actually 5 separate Pentagons in one. and it's different range. And honestly, it's designed to withstand, you know, a missile attack, and that's why it's got the five layers. So when that plane hit on December 11th, it did what it was designed to do. The plane went through, I believe, three layers, and then the last two layers, the inside two layers, were left intact, and no damage was, you know, done to the opposite side of the building. So it's really, you know, the way that the building's laid out, it's also meant to be a self-sustaining building. So, you know, if you are trapped there for a couple of days, they've got you know, they've got food there, they've got stores there inside of it. You know, it's really just a cool, interesting building. But again, highly secure, right? You gotta have a purpose to be there. You're not getting
it. I would imagine. It looks like a giant big ass maze inside there. That's just the imagination I have, that there's just corridors and hallways all over the damn place.
Oh, man, it is. And when you first get there, you end up alone. Nobody stationed at the Pentagon that knows, you know, how to get from A to B, their first week there. You're absolutely right. It is amazing, even for people there for like the first week or two there. And so you're not how to, you know, navigate through the floors where you're walking down the hallway. And all of a sudden, the hallway stops. You got to go forward, you know, in order to get where you need. So it's interesting when it's all laid out.
You broke up a little bit there. Okay, I got you there. All right, Rex. Hey, Rex, thank you for joining us, my brother. I look forward to hanging out with you out in Vegas to have some fun. And obviously, we're going to own that weekend, Dolphin Nation. It's going to be – Vegas is going to be aqua and orange for those days, my brother.
Hey, Big O, I really appreciate you giving us the opportunity, man, and, you know, get the word out about our respective fan clubs. Got some great fan club leaders. You know, like I mentioned, the Fins Nation UK, Charlotte Fan Club, the Atlanta Dolphins Fan Club. We've got some great fan clubs up there, and I really appreciate you giving us leaders the opportunity to get the name out there. If you're ever in Central Florida, man, come hang out, watch a game with us.
I will.
For any listeners out there that are in the Central Florida area, please look us up on Facebook, and then come out and join us, man. We're all Dolphins fans. We're all on the same team. We're all supporting the same team.
Amen to that, and thank you for your service, Rex. I appreciate everything you've done for all of us as Americans, my brother. Look forward to hanging out with you and having a cold one in Vegas, my friend.
Likewise, Big O.
You got it, baby. You be good. There you go, Rex. Fins up, baby. Yes, sir. The president of the Doll Fan Club in Orlando.
Because I have done the tour and stuff like that. By the way, the Pentagon is the world's largest office building. It has 6.5 million square feet of office space.
Yeah, I can imagine.
It is the largest office building in the world.
Yeah, it just looks like a big-ass maze. You know what I would love? Empty out the Pentagon of people. Take me back to 12 years old, get about 15 of my friends, and let's play hide and seek in the Pentagon. That would be fun. We're done?
The car just stopped on the thing.
All right, we got the backup.
4 hours and 23 minutes. Yeah.
This might be our longest show. I don't know.
Easily.
Anyway, all right, we've got to wrap it up. It is time to wrap it up here on the program. We thank all of you out there for tuning in, as always. We thank all of you for spreading the word and telling your friends and everybody else, associates, whoever, about our show. And thank you for passing it on. And the download numbers continue to go up, and we're so blessed for that. And we really appreciate everything that that's going on. So we will see you on Monday. You know, we'll put something together probably on Sunday for the Dolphins. Tomorrow we have no Canes, so there isn't much to talk. Although maybe tomorrow we could put a podcast, because we do have Canes, Heat, and Panthers playing tonight. So maybe we will put something together tomorrow to kind of keep you going on the podcast. So we thank, of course, the Brunetti family, Frank Fiore, just all the great people out here. What's it called? The Colangelo taking care of us as always. We appreciate it. Bill, kicking some ass, my brother. Thank you. getting it done. And we thank all of you out there for tuning in, for downloading. We love you.
Especially you guys. Thank you.
Yes, no doubt. And please make sure you reach out to us anytime you want on the accidentlawfirm.com text line, 786-322-1105. Whether you want to send a question, a comment, or if you're a sponsor and you want to be a part of what we're doing here, appreciate that too. We'll see you guys on Monday. Be good out there.